Yeah, it's Green Bay Every Day with Alex and Alex. He's Alex Gravatt. I'm Alex Gorf with you from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, Wisconsin on your Thursday, March 28th, 2024.
Is this thing on?
Was that necessary? Like,
I had to make sure.
No. Because now you've got me on. Now you've got me on something. Because this is the production studio. We're in the side studio at the Everlight Solar Studios, and so this studio is mainly used for, like, if partners come in to record commercials and commercial production.
And Ryan farting. It always smells like fart in here, dude. Not right now.
Not currently, no.
But like 88% of the time.
Ryan Wollersheim, the producer of Rutledge and Hamilton.
That's an A- in some schools, an 88. And so he's getting an A- and filling this room with fart.
But I've had many people come in here and make that joke, but it's like their first time ever talking into a microphone, so it's okay. We've been doing this show for 4 months.
I'm a trained producer. I have been for 3 years. Like,
is this thing on?
I'm aware it works. All right,
anyway, so you saw a tweet this morning that caught your eye.
So Josh DiMaggio in ESPN at ESPN Milwaukee, producer of KBN in the mornings.
Jen, Gabe, and Cherry in the mornings.
Wow, yeah, my bad.
KBN is in the afternoons.
I got about everything I could have gotten wrong there. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
He is livid because Ian Kenyon, who I don't actually know who that is. Anyway, NFC executives, somebody said, I wonder if there's a part of Brian Gutekunst that wonders if he had taken T. Higgins and he would have won a Super Bowl. And so that's to paraphrase pretty much. Josh says absolutely not. That's a clown. T. Higgins is 100% positively not the difference between the Packers winning a Super Bowl in the Rodgers era.
I agree with that. Yep.
Let's play the NFL, right? Let's say.
Oh, I like that.
That was
smooth.
Thank you. Let's say we draft T. Higgins. Aaron Rodgers doesn't hyper-target Devontae Adams and instead can spread the ball out in that NFC Championship game against the, was that the Buccaneers year?
Well, no, 2020, I got to do math now. Yes, that was correct.
Yeah, Buccaneers year.
2020, so that was the year prior to this draft, right? No, Higgins was, you're right. Yeah, so yes, the Tampa Bay year.
They
yes.
have both of those guys, and it is enough to win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They go on. The Chiefs, though they are an incredible team, they don't have the firepower to keep up in that realm. If Aaron Rodgers wins a Super Bowl there, there's a very good chance he retires. So let's say that he plays through this past season and he retires today.
Mm-hmm.
We are now looking at a team that won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. We are having entirely different conversations about them, and we have no Jordan Love. Alex Stroph, is that worth it?
Yes, without a doubt.
That surprises me that you feel that way, because I feel that way.
Well, why wouldn't you feel that way? Super Bowls are very hard to win.
Super Bowls are very hard to win, but you are such a Jordan Love guy. You are such a...
Yeah, I'm huge on Jordan Love.
So you are willing to leverage the possibility. How many Super Bowls do you think he could win?
Jordan Love, could he win?
Yeah.
I feel like it's too early to tell, but I would guess at least one.
Okay, how many do you think he will win?
Zero.
Oh, you
maybe so one.
You okay?
The it's way so that hard I, to win Super Bowls.
The way that I feel our conversation goes, the amount of money you're willing to throw on the bat of, we did it. Gutekunst is cooking. He's the guy.
He did everything. Yeah, he's the guy.
The way that you talk about it makes me.
He's
think,
a franchise quarterback, but only one team of the 32 wins a Super Bowl every year, and I'm very hard pressed to be confident in his ability to win a Super Bowl when Patrick Mahomes is in the league. Right, like I officially am operating under the assumption that it's the Chiefs and everybody else for the future, right? Like we did with the Patriots and Tom Brady. I'd absolutely give up Jordan Love for a Super Bowl in 2020 without a doubt, without hesitation. Yes, because once again, winning a Super Bowl is so hard to do, right? You look at Brett Favre, he only won one. You look at Aaron Rodgers, he only won one, and in this NFL scenario, he would have won two.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes has won three. Tom Brady won seven. Those are outliers. Those are the exceptions, not the rules. It is so hard to win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I'd give up Jordan Love in a heartbeat if that means T. Higgins, which is just an outrageous take from this NFC executive, unnamed NFC executive. But if T. Higgins is the one that brings it over to the top for the Packers and they win a Super Bowl in 2020, yes, without hesitation, I'm saying do it. Because then, look, you're probably drafting a quarterback in 2021, which means you're probably taking somebody like Kellen Mond or Davis Mills, the former Houston Texans starter. Those are the quarterbacks drafted in the first or in the second or third round of the 2021 NFL draft. I just assume the five quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, those guys go too high. I don't think the Packers are picking a quarterback in 2021 with the 32nd pick, you know, the guys that went in the top 15. So I assume probably, oddly enough, Kyle Trask drafted pick 64 overall by the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But in this scenario, the Packers would have had pick 64 and could have drafted Kyle Trask. So anyway, it's not even a thought to me. Now, on this take, though, it's silly. I don't think T. Higgins is the guy that brings you over the top as a rookie for the Green Bay Packers, right? Like, he's a nice third option maybe that year behind Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard, but I don't think he's like a 1,000-yard receiver, even if he has Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball.
T. Higgins in his rookie year had 908 yards, 13.6 yards per catch, and six touchdowns.
Well, okay, but
you have to understand.
A scrub. He's not. But you have to understand the scenario difference, right? Like, he went to the team that was horrible in 2020, and they had the number one overall pick. Yeah, they were the worst team in the league the year prior, and Joe Burrow was hurt for a majority of his rookie season. He was the clear number one option. Jamar Chase didn't arrive until the following year, so he was in a very different scenario where the Packers at the time had the best receiver in the NFL on their team.
Yeah, but you know who their wide receiver two was?
Alan Lazard.
Exactly. You don't think he could have beaten out Alan Lazard, MVS, and Devin Funchess? Jake Kumerow was getting meaningful snaps that year.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Kumerow was on the team in 2020?
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Absolutely, he was.
Was around that recently?
Yes. Give me a moment to pull up his stats here, his career stats. But I was looking at it. He was on the team.
Jake Kumerow feels like such a fever dream. I felt like that was a decade ago. Like, I felt like he fills in very well with, like, shortly after the Jeff Janis era.
Okay, no, he was on the projected roster, but he did play more games in
Buffalo.
New Orleans that year. Whoa. He played six games in New Orleans, had one reception for 22 yards and a touchdown. That's a good stat line, I guess.
I mean, yeah. I guess if there was a wide receiver rating, that would probably be a 158.3.
But so let's break it down. I mean, I don't think that T. Higgins is perfectly it, but I don't think you can say that it's not. When that was a high-scoring game and it came down to a decision to kick a field goal on the 6-yard line, was it?
Something like that.
If you don't have Devontae Adams doubled, if T. Higgins draws a good player, suddenly you have a good matchup, and Aaron Rodgers can find that.
So you disagree with Josh. You think this take is sound from this NFC executive?
I think that, well, yeah. So here's the thing. I always think that the game Brian Gutekunst is playing is not win a Super Bowl. It is be a good football team. And of course, that means you might win a Super Bowl every once in a while. It keeps you in the conversation the entire time. But that move right there, if they take T. Higgins, we have another 1,000-yard receiver. Aaron Rodgers probably less upset, maybe sticks around. Does it matter? No, he's crazy. Jordan Love is going to be good for a long time, and I'm very excited about that. It opens our window more, as we've said before. But in a game decided by a choice to go for a field goal instead of a touchdown, I like having the extra 6'5" freak athlete star talent. Is he a top 5 wide receiver in the league? No. Is he a top 15? You can make that argument.
Yeah, a top 15 is very unhappy in a situation in Cincinnati. I probably wouldn't say top 15, but he's a good number two. He's a good supplemental piece, and he would have been in Green Bay that year. I just don't think, you know, he'd duplicate the stats he had in Cincinnati as the number one option. That game was wacky. You're not wrong about that. The Packers
3 second half interceptions, 3 3 and outs to boot.
Correct. Yeah, Tom Brady didn't throw a lot of interceptions. I mean, he threw more than Aaron Rodgers did, but three in the second half and not winning the game was inexcusable. Now, I don't know. Again, I don't know. In this fantasy land we're living in,
NFL.
Here on March 28th, NFL, maybe he moves the needle a little bit, but I don't know. You're down five at the end of the third quarter, 28-23 was the score. You're down eight at one point, and then you're right. You kick the field goal and ultimately lose. What was the final of that game? 31-26, I think.
Yep.
So I don't know, G. It just still, with or without T. Higgins and with or without Jordan Love on the active roster, which he was not that entire season, I believe it was Tim Boyle, the laser show, is the backup quarterback all of 2020 season.
Yes, he was. Tim Boyle dating a girl from my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I'm not going to drop her name. I don't mean any disrespect. We didn't get along. Not didn't get along.
Were you the same age?
Yes. I was the sports editor for our high school paper, and she was one of the people who I oversaw, and my God, was she bad at her job.
Well, it was a student paper in high school, man.
Yeah, but it was a class.
Oh. What do you think she got for a grade?
I know what she was getting on the articles that I wrote to get published that she got the grade about, and I'm still mad at Lucas Cleary for it.
Who's Lucas Cleary?
He was the teacher, I think. Oh. I think that's how it worked. I remember
did
going.
Did you call him Lucas or Mr. Cleary?
Mr. Cleary. Though most of the time, just dog. He's the one who really inspired me to use more 90s slang.
So do we like Mr. Cleary?
Oh, the best. Absolutely. He had a framed, in his windowless room, he had a framed prescription from his old roommate in college who was going for pharmacy stuff that was for more cowbell because he had a fever, and you know, the classic Saturday Night Live skit. Anyway,
yeah, okay.
Big fan. Will Ferrell, it's a good bit.
Very, very interesting. That was good stuff, man.
Thanks.
Dynamite drop in there. Okay, so.
Shut up.
I lost my train of thought, but I don't know if the Packers win that game with T. Higgins.
I don't know that they don't, is my, like, I lean towards probably not, but I think if you play that game out 100 times, with or without T. Higgins, the Packers win a sizable chunk.
I would agree with you, and that year still feels like a missed opportunity. 2020, 2014 are the two big missed opportunities in Aaron Rodgers' tenure.
Here's something crazy. This season, if the Packers don't win a Super Bowl, it will have been longer between our last Super Bowl and this one, the next one that the Packers win, than the 97 to 2011.
You are absolutely correct.
By 3 days. There's a difference in I did the math this morning just because I was curious.
So if they win the Super Bowl this year, it'll still be longer. It'll be 3 days later.
No, it is. Or yes, it will be longer because the season is longer now. So it'll be 3 days later, I believe, because the Super Bowl this year. Let me just double check that really quick.
I trust your math on this. I mean, I don't, but I'm just going to pretend I do.
Yes. So it'll be 3 days longer because our 2011 Super Bowl was on February 6th. This Correct. Year's is on February 9th.
Wow.
And the one before that was like January 27th,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Huh. That's an interesting little statistic I didn't know.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that long.
It's been forever, dude.
2011.
And now we won't even be able to do it without the Messiah, Josiah DeGuara, who signed with the Jaguars today. There's your stat and fact for the day.
So Darnell Savage and Josiah DeGuara remain teammates.
Oh, yeah.
Josiah, what do you know any idea what his contract was? I imagine it was quite low.
What his contract was, or that he's signing this
that he
year.
Signed with the Jags. We have any idea?
I'm looking at it right now.
I did not know this. You were telling me this for the first time.
So. I don't think it has the
1 year deal. That's it. Yeah, no dollars attached to that. But
to win MVP is plus $100,000.
For who, Josiah DeGuara?
I think so. I don't know. It's just posted at the bottom of this article.
Wow. I didn't think they would give MVP odds for like third string tight end slash fullbacks, but I love it.
I mean, you bet a dollar and you get what?
$100,000.
Oh, okay. Got it. It's like that. No, it would be $10,000.
It would be $10,000. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. still insane.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think those odds at any point during the season would get any lower? And what I mean by that is you would make less money as the season goes on. Do you think he can lower his own odds to MVP? Or rather, raise his odds for MVP? Raise his stake in the MVP race?
I would be shocked if anyone tracked that outside of that. Yeah, so it looks like it's 1 year.
Well, now I'm curious because you just pulled the... Okay, anyway. Well, good stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
looking into it. They don't have the numbers released 4 hours ago. CBS Sports has the 1 year contract, but they don't have the X's and O's. But I imagine it was probably like $1.1 million.
Yeah, it's got to be low. Well, Josiah, It was a pleasure. You know what year he was drafted?
2020.
Same year as T. Higgins and Jordan Love.
The third round pick. So it went Jordan Love, A.J. Dillon, Josiah the Messiah.
Yeah, and it was Amari Rodgers also that year?
Yeah, I think he was.
That was an interesting class.
I think Jordan Love's the only one left on that class, from that class.
It's got to be darn close, if I had to guess. Mm-hmm. A.J. Dillon, he's still left.
Oh, yeah, he's back. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. It's forgettable.
He's going to get a very few touches this year.
I would think so, too. I think he'll be the third string running back.
Yeah, probably.
I think they'll draft one on day two. But anyway.
So I watched Dune last night. Second time I've been to the movies in my relationship with my current partner. The last one being the Taylor Swift movie. I now remember. The concert thing. I don't
how was
count that?
That. It's on Disney Plus now. I haven't watched it yet.
It scratched the itch. She was having a bit of a bad day, wanted to watch Taylor Swift. It was big Taylor Swift girl. I was like, you want to go see this? She's like, absolutely. So we went and saw it.
I
was getting a lot of backstory about Taylor Swift through that situation, but I didn't.
Through your girlfriend or through the movie?
The movie is just the concert. I mean, like, pretty much to a
start to finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I think they shaved off some stuff to keep it a little shorter.
What's
your
favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't know.
Is there a song that I went to a concert last night to a band I don't know anything about?
Yes, you mentioned this. Oddly enough, one of my really close friends' favorite band.
Just ripped him of his best friend title. Was he there last night?
No, he lives in South Carolina.
Okay, well then that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, we were talking about having him come out here for the concert, but instead I went and watched Dune.
It was a good concert, but Lainey, the name of the band, I had never seen them before, but I love a good concert, man. Get the shoulders moving a little bit.
When did you decide to go to that concert?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were you just going solo? Did you go with someone?
I went with someone, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. It was her desire to see this band.
I was just
along for the ride.
Okay, yeah, no, I think that they're a fun band. They have some bops, but like for the most
some
part...
Some depressing stuff though, man.
Yeah.
So I learned, and my biggest celebrity crush currently is Dua Lipa, the artist. The lead singer of this band is her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And he's written a lot of breakup songs about her.
So I would too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I get it. Like he's made his fortune, assuming he's made some good money as a touring artist, headlining a tour. I imagine he's made some good money just based on writing breakup songs about Dua Lipa. So no harm, no foul, in my opinion. But anyway, all right, those are our life experiences and our take on an NFC executive saying the Packers could have won a Super Bowl with T. Higgins. Great job, G.
You're welcome.
You can find G on Twitter at Alex Gravatt.
I tweeted about this one.
G-R-A-V-A-T-T. Find me on Twitter at Alex_Strouf, Strouf. I did not tweet about this one. You tweeted about bidets and T. Higgins this week.
My last four tweets. This country needs to apologize to Jordan Rogers. Would you ever buy a bidet? This thing. And then...
Why does this country need to apologize to Jordan Rogers?
Because everyone ripped Jordan Rogers apart early on when he was on The Bachelor or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, he's the normal one for sure. And that was, like, the day that it was announced that Aaron Rodgers might be the vice president. Just crazy. And then my
most great take by you.
Yes. My most recent tweet was about the current UFA, the reigning UFA MVP, Jeff Babbitt, is moving on from the New York Empire, which has been far and away the best team over the last 4 years in professional frisbee.
Ultimate Frisbee Association.
Yes, and I said he could come play for the Madison Radicals, but he could never take fifth place in the beer league, Ultimate Frisbee League. So
is that what you took?
Fifth place. Let's go. I showed up to about half the games.
Is it over now?
Oh yeah, that was last summer.
Oh okay, I gotcha.
I think I was sick or injured or something for the last game. Like
the Taylor Swift reference I just made went right over your head.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. All right, we're back with you tomorrow. Green Bay Every Day on the Green and Gold Fix podcast feed.